Sabbath, everyone. Good, how are you doing? Yeah?
Well, I'd like to have a bi-directional communication here. I say, yeah, talk to me. Yes, I'm doing okay. I say, you know, just like the Bible say, if you wake up in the morning, you still breathe, this means you still give God the glory. So that's all I need, you know. Yes, I'm crippled for a short period of time, but I have seen people in wheelchairs, so I'm glad that I'm still walking around. Well, thank you very much for coming here today. Those of you who have been in the first service, I'm really sorry you have to hear this message again. And the message I want to share with you here is, forget not God hath led us. Forget not God hath led us. Let us pray. Lord, many times in our life we so busy, but we have not looked back how you have brought us this far. Lord, help us, because only this will help us to move forward, that we can face the future. Be with us at this moment. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Ellen G. White have wrote into the Life Sketch, page 196, say this: we have nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget the way the Lord had led us in the past. We have nothing to fear in the future. Some of you and I focus on something so much in the future, we fear, how can we go on beyond this point? But God say, do not worry unless you forget what I have led you in the past. Well, there's a young pastor who came to town, and he's doing everything as possible to start a church. He started renting a small church like this. Few people, 5-10 people. As he grow bigger, 100 people, he moved to a bigger church to rent, and his group started getting bigger, 300 people, 500 people. He said, you know what? We couldn't rent any more church at that time. And he started to rent a drive-through theater. You know that? Drive-through theater? Some of you probably still too young. You don't go to cinema and theater anymore. Back then, they drove a car into an open place and big screen. Some of these still around. And so he ran in the morning. And Sunday morning, he have a worship service. And so things grown bigger and bigger. He decided he would buy a piece of land and build a biggest church in Southern California. The biggest church, if I said, you probably would know. And the church grown big, and it's wonderful. We have a television program every single week. And I have evangelistic meeting and preaching, everything, everyone like it, young or old, come to his church. He built that church. The name of that church is called Crystal Cathedral, by the name of Pastor Robert Schuller. You know of him? He started, wonderful. You heard of him? Yes, yes. Gamble, you heard of him? Probably you knew this area. It's big. But something happened. He paid off the church, free and clear. But he couldn't run the church with all these finances. So at the end, he had to sell the church. Crystal Cathedral. Today, so many churches closed the door. Today, so many people couldn't move forward, whatever the church they have. And I question myself, is this happened to the Almonte Vidimi Church? If this happened to this church the way you sit? And that's a scary question when I'm thinking about that. But I look back in the text and say, why has that happened? Why church grow and start dying? And why church is struggling? And why a church are still on plateaus, always there, always the same people, and never grow? The text has come to my mind in the book of Proverbs chapter 29. You know the third verse very well. Proverbs chapter 29, read this. 29 verse 18 say, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. I think King James says, there's no vision, people will what? Where's no vision, what happened? Where's no vision? People will perish. Now, it could happen that there's some churches, some organization, they don't have a vision, or maybe their vision is not in line with God's will. Now, I visit some churches, and sometimes we're so enthusiastic to do the Lord's work. We involve in the community service, and we do a lot of community work, and we forgot about God's vision. What is the vision for God's church in the last day? The vision is this, that God bring the church about is to train men and women for soul winning, for salvation of men. You know that? That is the vision of God upon the church. If we lose that vision, if we do something social work, if we involve a lot of community stuff, and which is so nice and fun and exciting, but we forget about the lost soul. Remember Jesus Christ, when he go out and preach, he not only healed the cripple, he said, go and sin no more. He healed the sick, said, go to the church, read the gospel. Because whatever Jesus did on a healing, the temporal's physical life, but the eternal life is still in need of salvation. Now, how is that I bring about into our church? Today, I want to share with you, because some of you are quite new of this mission of this church. Some of you have been here for a while, but many of me have not catched the vision. And someone asks you, what is your mission of this church? And some members say, I don't know. Just go to church on Sabbath day. What is the vision of your church? Say, I don't know what's the vision. I don't know. Pastor Vin never say anything. And that's where we fall into that category. If there's no vision, the people will perish. But I must show you that Lord has been with us this far, and he will continue to be with us. And I can show you something today that you will see. Today I'm not talking about the doctrine and the message of the Bible. I want to help you to see that you and I will never forget how God has led us to build this mission center. What Bible story come to mind as I'm speaking about this subject? Turn the Bible with me in the book of Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus mentioned by the name of this very man, and he wants us to think about it, meditate about it, and study about it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. I stop right there. Jesus wants us to look back in the day of Noah, because in the day we live, very similar in the day of Noah. The day we live, many things that resemble that we can pull the lesson out. Because why Jesus mentioned about it? Because there's some lesson that draw out that you and I need to grasp. What is a lesson? What was a lesson Jesus tried to point out? Well, we can look back at the story of Noah. Let's look back into the book of Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. There's 4 points I want to address this morning. And I want you to think clearly. And I want you to look at the story, not what you have been thinking about it. I want you to look at this story through the eyes of this mission center. Okay? Point number one is, I'm talking about that what we went through. Now, some of you may be new. Some of you first time here. Some of you have been here for years. And some of you might have forgot what we went through. What we went through. Number two, what we have accomplished. Is it good to remember what we accomplished with God? Yes. Point number three, what we have learned through all this. And point number four is this, what we are facing the future. Are you ready to face the future? Okay, point number one here. What we have gone through. What have the church going through? What have you and I gone through? It's been shaping your spiritual life in the past 10 years if you were here this long. It's been shaping you one way or another. I know it shaped my life. And so somehow it's been affected into the church body in somewhat. What is the vision? You know, 10 years ago, I know some of you probably still run around in the parking lot. In the back of this church, there's a big yard, dead grass. No one want to go out there. God had blessed this church on this property right in the corner of Big Road. Everyone know about it. And here we not maximize the lot that God gave us. And so one day I walk out in the church. I saw young people sit under the tree to have Bible study. And I said, we have no room for these children. Other day I have young people sit around the corner around the orange tree. And it's not look very nice because the tree is just about to die and the fruit all over it. You know, just it's a mess place. People come to the church and say, you know, this is, I don't know if even people living here or not. That's what how bad it is. Now the vision of God will come to this church. Back to the story of Noah. Noah said this here. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, say, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now all the people, how could Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord? God have chosen Noah for a specific task, for a specific mission. My friend, on this very territory, God have chosen this very church because God have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We say amen. I mean, I feel blessed that I feel like, God, this is your church. Now, God would not start a vision of this church to be the mission center if you and I were not found in the Lord's eyes. Somehow I can guarantee that. Because God wants to see something in here. God has seen something, some sparkling into the young people's eye, into the old man's eyes. There's something happened in this church. And I will come down here, will bring this about, that this is going to change this community because of the mission center. So the vision was started with a small group of people we call church board. And I will bring to the church world back into the year of 2004. Maybe some of you have not born, huh? 2004? That's not that long. 10 years ago. And I brought about, said, you know what? I could not stand to see children worship or Bible study outside in the heat of the summer. Let's build some classroom. Say, sure. Pastor Vin, how much do you think we should build? What's your budget you're talking about? Well, I know some members just bought their home around $1 million. I think maybe $1 million, something, right? The church board said, you crazy. I say, yes, I'm crazy. I know that. But you can vote this down because I'm very happy if you vote it down because I don't have to do any work. And so, sure enough, the board vote down. 6 months later, I came back and say, you know, I just don't feel comfortable with this. I just feel like there's something we need to be done. Because during that time, the morale was going down. People left the church. And it's just not so exciting. And that time, you know, English group would say there's no English worship for them. I don't know, should we stay around? We couldn't understand English. But anyway, and so I come back to the board again. You know what? How about 500,000? And the board say, with the condition that you have to raise 400,000 and only borrow 100,000. And I don't know why I say that. Since the board voted, I guess I have to move forward. And so since then, we start move forward. We said, let the whole church know about it. We're going to build some classroom. We don't know what it's going to look like. We start to do fundraising. And some of you probably a fundraising committee, some dancers, or I wouldn't call it dancer, but we have a banquet, and we try to have a dance program, singing program to raise money. Now, you know, year 2004 is a wonderful year because economy is doing well, right? And people start giving left and right. So we're doing good. We start off 15,000, you know, 15,000. What do you do with 15,000? You know, so sometimes you can't even buy a new car, 15,000. And so anyway, we start with that small vision. But God will enlarge that vision, and the whole church body involved, old and young, everyone involved. Financially, we struggle. As a year go to 2006 and 7, you know the history, financial crisis of this country. We reached 100, 200,000, more or less. We couldn't go any further. Some people lost their home. Some people lost a job. Some people left this state to move out another state. And so things were at change. We struggle again. And the question is this. Is that Pastor Vin dream or is that God vision? Now, people asking that and I go home, I ask myself too, is it true? Well, what am I doing here? God, we get into a mess, you know. I don't know what we do. Should we bail this out? I mean, should we let it go? Should we turn all the money to the donor? I just don't know. I cry out to God. I pray to God. Things are getting tougher. Years go by. But the vision come back, say that you got to build something for the next generation. Then we have two worship service, English service. We start thinking about the next generation. We move forward. Now, I want you to go back to the story of Noah here. When Noah was found grace in the eyes of the Lord, what does God say to him? What does God say to him? You, Noah, I want you to do this. You're going to build the ark for me. What is an ark? I mean, I don't know if there's a term boat or ark back then, because they never seen one. What is ark? Well, you know, something looked like this, and I will draw for you. That's what God says. Say, here, I want you to do this. Noah said, you know, is it look like a boat or a little canoe? And he probably said, yeah, that's fine. You know, it's easy. Now, Noah and his wife, his three sons, and there's a wife of three sons. Guess what? Eight people. A canoe would be fine. Noah said, sure, I will build one. Well, tell me the dimension. Well, God to listen to the dimension here. Oh, I just lost my place here. Genesis chapter 6. You move to verse 15. What verse 15 say this? Now, Noah, this is the small canoe that you're going to build. The length of this canoe or ark shall be 300 cubits. What are 300 cubits? What is 300 cubits? And the width is 50 cubits, and its height is 30 cubits. I do a metric system, so basically I want to share with you. The length is 300 meters. The width is 50 meters, and the height is 30 meters. Okay, more or less. How big is it? Can you vision? You know how big the football field? A little bit bigger than that. Can you imagine? Noah said, what? Eight people and build this big? No. God have a vision for him. The vision for him to save the God's creation. You see, God's vision for the Almonte Church is to save the people in the community. Now, when I have a vision, I think about the board saying, you know what? We just need to build two more classrooms. That's it. One classroom for the children, one classroom for the youth. That's enough. How much can you make? $500 for two classrooms? That's plenty. But God said, no. That's not my vision. That's your vision. And so God said, no. That's where when the El Monte Church started to work on this vision, 500,000, and as we draw the plan, and we keep changing, and change the plan, and change it, keep changing it until everyone agreed. Until we bring to the city, and the city, no, I don't agree. We come back to the drawing board, we draw again. We go, I don't know how many times. But we decided to maximize the lot that God have given us. And so that's why we built this mission center close to 5,000 square feet. Well, the price went up to 700,000, as we estimate. And so that's very challenging, you know. Now, we couldn't reach 500, and now Pastor Vin and the team come back and say, 700,000? No way. And so we make a decision. Should we return the money, or should we continue? Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, when people give, I don't want to return, you know. Let's keep the money and move forward. Some people think I'm crazy. Some people think the board crazy. But we did move forward. And actually, we finished the drawing. We sent out for bid. And the cost is $18,000. Not including the architecture, not including grading, the land, not including all the permit. That's meaning we include all that. It's a million. Now, the word million is familiar to you? I know back 4 or 5 years ago at that time, said, you know, God said a million, but we don't want to agree with that. God, your dream is too big. Can you make it smaller so we can really can do it? And so God make a size so small that you and I will step forward and God continue to pull us until we reach the big vision that God had for this church. Can you see the point? Now back to the drawing board. I'm a million. So people are criticizing about it. Oh, no, what are you doing now? Pastor Vin and the team keep raising the money. Who knows? You may reach 5 million one of these days. And we haven't built one yet. That's the challenge. The finance, the change, and the city. When we finish, about we want to build the mission center. The city say, no, we have 3 trees right there. It's an old tree we cannot cut down. You guys remember that? Vern and I dress up like in a suit, go to City Hall every Tuesday night, plead with them. And Vern say, is a tree important or a soul important? You want to save the tree or save a soul? That put a question on the people in the City Hall. From then on, we're able to talk with a few people who are against us. Then they start to open the door, allow us to do it. And just only us. Cut down those old trees and starting that. So that is a challenge. And so if some of you, for the 10 years, we're facing financial challenges and the city and all the paperwork. And within the member, we're facing all the criticism. So much challenge that we went through. Some of you probably don't understand. You just first come here and say, wow, that's a nice building. That's all. But you know what? Behind that building, so much sweat, so much hurt and pain is going through that. So that's what I want you. What we went through. What we have accomplished. We accomplished to build a center for God. Now, we call that mission center. Is that right? You heard that? When first time people, the board asked me, what do you want to call this building? I said, I don't know. All-purpose building, classroom? I mean, it doesn't sound good. And so I say, how about mission center? Everyone look at me. What do you mean by mission center? What does that mean? And so I went to the conference and asked them, you know, I like to call a name for this new building. You have suggestions. I talked to Elder Cavendish, the president of this conference. I say, we plan to call. I mean, I want to call Mission Center. What do you think? He looked at me, strange. I mean, people call community center or community fellowship hall. Why do you call Mission Center? I walk away from that and I say, you know, I don't like the idea from the president here. I say, you know, I'm going to stick with the word Mission Center until God tell me otherwise. When we come back, we talk about it. Matter of fact, we don't really vote it, more or less. Here and there agree, but not really officially. But everyone start to call Mission Center. And we translate that name, Mission Center, Tum 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 Yahweh, so well. That defined our vision. Define the mission of this church. And so if anyone asks you, what's the mission of this church? It's not hard for you to answer. The mission of this church is to have this mission to train young men and women for soul winning. That's it. That's what the mission center is all about. To help the people in need and to help people to know Jesus Christ. At that time also, I want to share with you, before I go back to the story of Noah, that this, because of this mission center, we changed the whole face look of the campus here. Back then, no one wanted to go on the back because the grass is dead. You know, right? Weed growing. I mean, I don't want to walk out there. And here we change the whole outlook of this campus. What happened? What accomplished we have done? We have changed the morale of the church. Back then, you know what? People start getting tired of this. The old campus, go to the restroom, it's dirty, and cough, you know, web cough everywhere, and come to church, it's so many things, and they don't want to come to church. And they're coming to church, there's no room to park. And so that's where it's been changed. And so with that in mind, we have changed the outlook of this church. Yes, we accomplished a lot. God up in heaven very pleased that we have stick through what God visioned for this church. Now, what we have learned. Back to the story of Noah, when he started to build the ark, after God to know, tell him how big it is, and he says, amazing, God, this is too big. I don't even have time to build this one. I won't probably finish before I die. You know how long to take to build the ark? How long to take when the vision come about into the flood? I don't know exactly the time frame, but I know when he started. Turn with me here, the book of Genesis chapter 6. I want to get my other Bible. I have marked another Bible. When God called him to start that vision, and he said, now go out and build that one, you know when it started? Verse 9, look at this. Verse 9. Back in verse 9, you see this one here. After God said, you, I chose you, Noah, to do this. And verse 9 says this, Noah was just a man, a perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. And that time, Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Do you know when, how old is he when he get three sons? Go back to verse chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 32. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. 500 years old. And he had three sons. Okay? Well, it's different now. But I'm just talking about 5 years old. Now, when? When did the flood come about? Okay, you look into Genesis chapter 7 and verse 6. Genesis chapter 7, verse 6. Say, Noah was what? 600 years old when the flood of water was on the earth. So how many years? 100 years. Okay, maybe a little less than that because before the flood and after he debated with God when they started building the ark. Can you imagine how long it is? And when people come to me and say, wow, Pastor Vin, 10 years too long. We can just do it in 6 months. Why take you so long? Can you imagine what Noah went through? That he tried to fundraising and build the ark, and he in the middle of it, and he had to stop the whole project and go out fundraising again until he could finish. See, you know, our timing is different from the Lord's timing. Look with me in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So I'm thinking of the very first piece of it. Wait upon the Lord. Sometimes we want to run before God. Sometimes we want to do our ways in the Lord's way, right? And if we run ahead, we might fall and we might not do exactly what God intended us to do. And so Noah continued debating with God, let's build this one, build it so hard, it's so difficult, but he continued doing it until he finished. And so during that time, do you think he had a lot of criticism? People say, what do you build? You say, an ark? What is an ark? Oh, why do you build an ark for? To save us from the flood. What is a flood? Well, you know, flood when there's rain coming now. What is a rain? Because that time they don't know rain, no flood, they never seen that. And so when people ask you, what is the mission center? What is the building for? What's that? Why? What do you call that? A church enough? Why? You say, we receive a lot of criticism. Why are we doing this? But you need to focus on God's will and God's vision. That's all you need to do. If you start to pleasing men, you will lose the vision of God. If we let it go, if we stop our construction project, we will not give God's glory at the end. And so the people have been sticking through, just like Noah. He went through so much criticism, and I'm sure he was criticized by his children too. Can you imagine, you know, every day coming home from work, say, son, let's go with me and go out and chop some wood and build an ark. I said, no, I want to stay home watching TV, play on iPod, you know. Why should go out and build an ark? Can you imagine within the church, same thing? Why should we be doing that? Why do we waste all this money to build a building? Why don't we use that more for something else? See, sometimes that is coming, run through your mind and run through my mind. Come to the point that I'm so tired and I find escape. You know what escape? You run away. One time, I only say this because it went through. One time I said, you know what? I have been with this church so long, it's ready for me to go. I tried Colorado, especially in Denver, after a big evangelistic meeting with Sean Boonstraw and Mark Finley, back to, I think, year 2006 and 7, and I decided to stay there because we baptized a group of people and start a small church, and they say, I don't want to leave. I come back here and I tell the church, I'm going to leave. Some of you know that during that time, and people start to against me. What, you cannot leave this? You cannot start a building project and you cannot leave when it's not yet finished? And so I was struggling, God, what is your will? Tell me, should I leave the people, abandon the people over there, or abandon the people over here? Which one? It's hard. And people, matter of fact, some lady stood up in the middle of the meeting and say, if you left this church 5 years from now, if you couldn't start a church over there and this church dying, you will answer to God. Oh, my. Boys, that's a strong statement. I have to go home and sleep with that question. And as time goes by, I think that God said, you cannot escape. This is your vision. I have gift to you. And so, make a long story short, I come back. It's back into the drawing board and start building this church. And so Noah did that exactly the same. He had to go back in the drawing board, continue until he finished. God had promised he will use this man to save this world. And God had promised to use this church to save this community. And so I have to keep focused on God. And that's what we're growing. You know what? What have I learned throughout this? Now, if God gives you $1 million within 2 years to build a mission center and you were able to do that, how's your faith? Comparing 10 years, struggling, fasting and prayer. What do you think? I'm glad that God stretched the time. Don't get me wrong now. I want to be done earlier, but I want to experience the faith that God strengthened in my heart. If God do so quickly as you and I would want to, I would never go to the mountain and spend 3 days and 3 nights fasting prayer so many times. I wouldn't call the church come together for united prayer hours and hours and crying out to God. I ever go door to door to plead with people how to fundraising, take some classes, and talk to people to dream this project. You see? God wants you and I go through. So we are sure this is the vision that you and I go through, that when we struggle, we will look back in the past how God has took us through. If you and I have missing the boat of dreaming and fasting and prayer and struggling and giving donation to the church, you have made me missing a piece of your life. You have missed something. I'm glad I went through it. Because there's time that I'm struggling with finance and God says, give. I will bless you more. I give more and more and God still sustains me. You see, you test God. God says, test me and see if I will pour gold and silver abundant upon your warehouse that no place that you can store. Test the Lord. And that's what this church did. And some of you might know very sure you went through that. Strengthen your faith more than ever before. Strengthen for your courage, your enthusiasm. And just like the Egyptian chased the Israelites before the Red Sea, they cried out to God. God, you bring us down here to die? Say, God, no. I'm testing your faith. until you cried upon me. I will split the Red Sea to provide escape for you. You see? That's where God wants you and I experience. Do you experience that? If you don't experience, you should cry out to God. I want that experience. Some of you, you know, cry out, I want to have a profound experience to come to you. My life will be changed. That's what God wants you to have that. Because when you have that experience, you will share with power. But if you don't have the experience, you would not share with the power. Now, the last point I want to share with you here, that Noah, after he built an ark, guess what? The Bible continues to share with us that he have to start bring people into the ark. Noah said, no. I mean, can you imagine people criticize him left and right, years after years, and go out and tell them go into the ark for free? You know? Noah said, no, I want to do that. He said, Lord, you going to do that. The purpose I asked you to build this big ark is to save the world, to save all the animals that I created. And so guess what? Noah had to listen to God. He go out and start to calling people into the ark. I don't know why it's so hard to call people into the ark and so easy to call animals into the ark. Maybe that's a spiritual lesson we have to learn. But can you imagine Noah go out and to call the animal? Lion, come here. Come here. I wouldn't call a lion and bear go in. I'm not going to live with them one night, you know. But that's what Noah did. I have vision. You give you a vision. You have to call those animals two by two. Go into the ark. You call the people. And you have to preach for years and years to get people into the ark. That's what the mission center is all about. It's not the building. It's the soul is important. And that's why God calling us to go forward. To go forward. To go out and win soul. You know, Noah are probably going to say that it's easy to build an ark and to win a soul. You know, I can give money and go out and get a hammer and a nail and start to build something. I can do that. But go out and give a piece of glow and flyer and have people criticize you, man, I cannot take that. One time I passed out a flyer for evangelistic meeting, and they asked you, what is this about? Well, I'm talking about heaven. Say, there's no such thing as heaven. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as God. And so they well, I'm in the middle of the street trying to give a Bible study, and I one after another, they come out and criticize. And so I decided, okay, all right, I'm going to leave. There's too many of you guys. I'm going to walk to a different group. And so I'm struggling left and right trying to bring soul into the church. And so I imagine Noah did the same thing. But there will be a day the door of the ark will be closed. There will be a day that the door of the mission center will be closed. That day when Jesus Christ comes back again. But as for now, you and I have a mission to run, have a vision to carry, a message to deliver. And that's what it is. And so that's why LHY say that do not fear the future, because some people that I hear that they're afraid. What are we going to do with this big building where some young people will leave for another project? Pastor Vin, you answer the question now. What are you going to do? You know what? God's vision still exists. God's project is still there. God's remnant churches still carry on. The message still proclaimed. I have nothing to fear of the future, but yet I forgot what God have led me into the past. My friend, God will build this mission center for a reason, not for an empty building, but for soul winning. When we start losing that, when we start losing the vision of soul winning, I guarantee you we will lose the mission center. That's what God has pointed out. Noah will carry through the mission through. And that's what's calling us out. That's why many churches die today, because we lack a vision. But I'm guarantee you, it's not going to be easy the days ahead. Boy, God wants to challenge us. Because you know why? God loved you so much to mold you to be a man or woman of God. Because he wants you to stand through the time of tribulation. He prepared you and I. And so let not any problem, difficulty come to you that will wear you out. Just like a sailboat in the middle of the ocean. If there's no wind, where do you think the sailboat will go? Nowhere. That's why there's wind. To take you go beyond your spot. That's why we have a lot of friction, a lot of wind to push us go forward. What about the airplane? Which way did the airplane go up? Go with the wind or against the wind? Some of you are aerodynamic. You know that? Against the wind. That's right. My son, I give you an A. You go against the wind. When you go against the wind, the plane will go higher and higher and higher. That's where the church will go. God will take this church, go such against the winds, against the doctrine out there, against everything will come the way, because God won't take this mission center go farther than you and I are about to enter. Are you ready to take that challenge? I'm ready. Put on your seatbelt, my friend. God will take you up into the air. God will challenge you that he never challenged you before. He will give you a task bigger than you can handle, because he will prove that he's the Almighty God. Are you serving the Almighty God? Yes, I am. I'm ready. Because I'm not stopping right here. You know, that's a few months ago, I tell my wife, you know, when we finish this, Mrs. Sander, you know, I'm going to take a little break. You know, a little retire. You know, the conference gave me a 6-month leave of absence, you know, so I can go. And as news go out, as you know, some young people are going to leave. And so, Pastor Vin, you better go out and find more people. So God tell me, you have not yet retired. The retirement begin when? Where? When Jesus Christ returns. When Jesus returns, then that's when we retire. But as the day is still bright, work. Because when the night comes, no one can work. So ask God for strength, just like Noah did. He finished the boat and he carried forward. And he saved the people that God had been saved. God called this church to likewise. You and I come together, work together, and train to be do the Lord's work. God will come back and say, you are my servant. Well done. The church, the finish line. That's where the happy moment. That's the happy moment. Yes, we reach some milestone, but we still have a lot of excitement. Excitement time ahead of us. I'm not going out there and ask for money anymore. But I do go ask out there to win souls. Is that going to be a fun time? Exciting time to see people come in Jesus Christ. To see people baptized. To see people surrender their heart to Christ. That is so important to me, that brings joy to my heart more than a building 10 mission centers. That's what it's all about. For us to see people saved in the kingdom of God. Do you want to join with me? Do you want to join with me? To celebrate the new beginning, that we start fresh with this new center to save many people that God called. How many people want to do that? Yes? You stick with us, work together, and we will continue to build this ship for the Lord to save many souls. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, we have visited, traced back in the last 10 years. Oh, we have seen your powerful, mighty hand have worked upon this church. There's many times we want to give up, Lord, and you pull us back. No, do not give up. that many times that we struggle, but you stay in beside us to carry us through. You have allowed us to go through trial to strengthen our faith. You allow us many young men and women be trained for your ministry. Oh Lord, nothing I can say more thank you now than ever. And now you have brought this center about, a new mission center we are about to celebrate, a new center that you will find different way to train young men and women for thy king, for thy kingdom. The new different way that you start some school, some class, some ministry. We don't know what ahead of us, but we know that you prepare something great for this church. May we continue at one in body of Christ, work together, strengthen in each other's faith, and build each other up to help us to lead out in this community. Because you have put this mission center at the lighthouse in this community, may we shine brighter and brighter until you come again. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.